Happy is the man whose God is the Lord. Happy is the woman whose God is the Lord. I am glad I belong to Jesus. My God is Jesus Christ. He's my Lord, my Saviour, my friend. He's my life. He's my all. And what I was told to share about was knowing God and what that means to me in my life journey. And you might laugh at this, but you might know this little song or a bit of it. Because I just think it just it's a journey, isn't it? We're all on a journey. From when I gave my life to Jesus, the age of 11, I got baptised at 13. I met Alan when I was 18, married at 20, and singing and testifying has been our life together. We love to talk about Jesus, but it's a journey. How can you say you know God in a way? You think, can anybody say they know God? Because he's just so amazing. But we're on a journey right from the minute we ask the Lord Jesus into our lives. And this little song came to mind. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. When I am with you, getting to know what to say. Haven't you noticed? Suddenly I'm bright and breezy. Because of all the beautiful and new things I'm learning about you day by day. I knew I was going to make a fool of myself this morning. But I just felt that that just expresses the journey that you're beginning to sort of know more and more and more about Jesus day by day. And you know, I've been on this road now for 59 years since I gave my life to Jesus. And I'm learning more about him day by day by day. It's a wonderful journey. It hasn't always been easy. And I'd like to say that, you know, when you give your life to Jesus, everything is easy, but it's not. You actually enter a battle zone, and there's a battle that goes on for your destiny in Jesus. And I've been a bit of a creaking gate all my life, in and out of hospital, niggles, you know what it's like, don't you? Always something the matter, my voice always under attack. My health always under attack. And I'd like to say that Jesus just healed me all the time. But my testimony is one of God taking me through. He's been my strength, particularly I think that word strength, because I'm weak. I've always felt weak in every way, shape or form. And Jesus has been my strength and he's kept me going in spite of the difficulties. And I'm sure that's the same for a lot of you. And I'd just like to read some scripture because this is what I love about Jesus and what he's done for me from 1 Corinthians. Dear brothers and sisters, few of you were wise in the world's eyes or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God deliberately chose the world, what the world considers foolish, in order to shame those who think they are wise. He chose those who are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important, so that no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God alone made it possible for you to be in Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made Christ to be wisdom itself. He's the one who has made us acceptable to God. He made us pure and holy and gave him to purchase our freedom. As the scriptures say, the person who wishes to boast should only boast of what the Lord has done. He is my boast. He's been so faithful to me. He's seen me through difficult times like miscarriage. I'd just like to say, for people that perhaps like me, haven't got their own children, you know, as women, we've got a mother's heart. And if you haven't got your own children, can I encourage you to reach out to mother whoever God brings into your life? Because that's been my experience. The Lord's brought lots and lots of people into our home as lodgers, from alcoholics to depressives to all sorts of people. And it's brought out the mothering in me. And I've been glad of it. And I like to mother anybody here who wants mothering. Because the Lord wants to fulfill that which He's made us to be. And for me, He's fulfilled me in being able to love whoever and whatever age they are. Because God puts His love into our hearts, and it's to share with one another. The Lord has healed me when I lost my voice. A lot of you don't know some of these things. I lost my voice for 7 weeks and was told that I damaged my vocal cords. And for someone that has sung for Jesus for many, many years, it's so such a part of my life, to the thought that I could never sing again. For you singers, you'd know what that would mean to you. And it was a terrible time for me. I couldn't seem to express myself to the Lord because I couldn't speak out, and it was horrible. And the Lord said to me, Pauline, if you can never sing again, will you still love me? And I can see myself now sitting in the chair, crying, thinking, I'm never going to sing again. But I said, Lord, I love you. I love you no matter what. I love you because you love me. And so somehow just let me fulfill my love for you in whatever way you want. And cutting a long story short, I was prayed for. Something left my throat. I went to see a specialist and they said, your vocal cords have been healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And so 52 years down the line, from the moment Alan came to tune my guitar and we started to sing together, for 52 years I've been singing for Jesus. And it's amazing. It just amazes me. And my boast is in the Lord, because I know it's what He's enabled Alan and I to do. You know, it makes us laugh because our gift is like this. We can strum a few chords. We can just about sing, and yet we've sung in cathedrals. We've sung in town halls. We've sung on the back of lorries. We've sung on haystacks. We've sung out in the open air. We've sung in prisons, remand homes, hospitals, loads of different churches, including black churches. Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, the places that God has had us minister. And I boast in Him because it's all of Him. It's what He's putting us to do. You know, I've realised more and more, He's the potter, we're the clay. We can't dictate to God what He's going to do in us, what He's going to put in us, how He's going to use us. That's up to Him. And that journey just goes on and on and on as we just give our lives every day to Him. I'm going to stop there because time has gone. I could keep you here all day. But I just want to encourage you, just trust in the Lord. Trust in Him for your journey day by day. Get to know Him. Get to love Him more and more every day.